Well, welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and I'm really looking forward to exploring Psalm 103 with you today. We are kind of wrapping up our look at the prodigals as we've been kind of unpacking each week, the last several weeks, some of the different perspectives in one of Jesus's most famous parables from Luke chapter 15. And this week we've been kind of honing in on the father's perspective and the impact that that has in the way that we think about our own sin. And so today, as we're just finishing that up, one of the things that we want to reflect on is just the love that we have experienced in our lives, that we think about how our lives are radically transformed by love, by when we experience love, when we are the recipients of just extravagant love and generosity towards us. And so Psalm 103, David says these words. He says, "Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles?" And just reading that, you see David, the way that he responds to God, "Praise the Lord, my soul." And what he is saying is he is in essence praising God for who he is and for what he's done in David's life. He says these things, that that God forgives all your sins. Like imagine that. I mean, the fact that we could experience forgiveness from one another. We've got young kids, and we're often in the midst of disciplining our children as they have wronged or hurt one another, is going to the other person and confessing their wrong. "Hey, I am sorry for, and then will you please forgive me for?" And to really talk about the power of forgiveness. And it's so hard for kids to do that without being like, "Oh, I'm sorry," you know, like those silly ways that they can do that. But there's this sense of when there's this genuine sense of, "Man, I've wronged you and I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?" And just how that relationship can be restored when there is this welcome to that. And that's what God does with our sins. Like, because of Jesus, right? Our sins are forgiven. The younger brother experienced this, right? In a very profound way, where he was very much aware of his sin. And running back to the Father, he sees how his Father forgives him. And does not just forgive him, but restores him, right? Like, covers him with the robe, puts the ring on his finger, shoes on his feet, right? He, in essence, is welcoming him and saying, "You are restored back into my family as my son." And that's what forgiveness does. It's meant to be restorative. And we get to experience that in our lives today from God, because of the work of Jesus, because of what he has done. And so, I mean, the main point, the main idea of the prodigal story of the two sons is not so much trying to call out the sins of the younger brother who runs off and crazy, or the sin of the older brother who is self-righteous and prideful, but really it's to show the extravagant love of the Father. This father who would beg and entreat his older son, who's self-righteous, to come and to humble himself and come and party and celebrate the repentance of his brother, or the love of the father to welcome back and restore the recklessly and rebellious son that he had. And really, what does that whole picture show you and I? It shows us the heart of God is a father who loves us and forgives us. A father who heals, a father who redeems, a father who crowns, a father who satisfies our desires with, what does the text tell us of Psalm 103? Satisfies your desires with good things. That's our God. And that's why we praise him. And whether or not you are someone who considers yourself someone who just experiences and receives all kinds of loves, I don't know. You may be married, you may be single, you may be divorced, you may be going through a hard time with your spouse, or man, you and your spouse are closer than ever. But when you experience love in a very profound way, it marks you. And that's what God's love is meant to do for us. And so let's take some time and let's pray. as we head into and finish up the weekend and kind of begin a fun new series tomorrow with Now Playing, how exciting that will be. But just before we move on from that, let us just sit here and just dwell upon the love of God in our lives. And so I'm just going to pray, and then I just want to give you a moment. Here's what I want you to maybe do as you're praying is maybe to answer this question here, like, God, I love you because. And maybe just tell God some of the reasons why you love him, who he is. Maybe it's about his character. Maybe it's things that he's done in your lives, ways that you've experienced him. But let's not leave here without reflecting upon how you and I have received God's love. And maybe if you're listening to this and you're saying, I'm not sure that I have, Lee. Like, can I just remind you of Romans 5:8? God demonstrates his love for you and me in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Is that you? If you're not sure of God's love for you, you look no further than the cross of Christ, because God demonstrates, he shows you and I his amazing love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, you are such a good Father. You give us good things. You forgive us, you heal us, you restore us, you lavish us with grace. And Lord, you love us, not because of what we do, or you don't love us because of what we can become. You love us, Lord, simply because of who we are, that we are made in your image, and through the sacrifice of your son, that he has forgiven our sins, and God, you adopt us into your family, and we are beloved children of God, that we are to be loved. That's what beloved means. And so, God, just so thankful for that. Thank you for Jesus and what he's done for us. Thank you for him telling us this story from Luke 15, just to help us to see your heart, God, a heart that welcomes sinners home, a heart that entreats the self-righteous, God, to come and to repent and to enjoy the celebration of those who do. And so, God, I just thank you for the fact that you love me. God, that you love me. And I love you, God, because you are so forgiving. I love you because you never give up on me. God, I love you because you've made me a whole new person. I'm not who I used to be, and that's because of you. And so, God, thank you for that. God, we praise you, and we rejoice in who you are and what you've done and what you'll continue to do. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, would you take a few moments and pray, God, I love you because...